Time Oldies. Oldies 1330 WNIX Greenville. WNIX now brings you the hottest wrestling show around. It's Buddy Huggins' Mid-South Wrestling Memories, brought to you by Budweiser, Tech Info, Garfield's, and Coca-Cola. The opinions on this show do not reflect those of WNIX or the River Group. Now let's join show host Buddy Huggins.
That utilities in surrounding states sell power into California. They've been reluctant to do that because of the financial problems of the California.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to have one of the true legends of professional wrestling on our show today, a man whose legend is still growing. This man was once known as the strongest wrestler in the world. He has held titles throughout the world, including the North American Heavyweight Championship on several occasions. He later became possibly the top manager in professional wrestling, guiding the careers of men such as the One Man Gang, Big Bubba Rogers, Kamala the Ugandan Giant, and many more. Wrestling fans, it's the legend himself, the General Skandar Akbar.
Thanks for having me. Akbar needs no introduction. Everybody knows me in this universe, I suppose, and of course I'm still doing a lot of activity in the professional wrestling game, which I love. It's been my life. Right now, I've got a little federation here in Texas called Superstars of Wrestling. And I've got a little top crew that is growing and growing. And, of course, you mentioned Kamala, the Missing Link, the One Man Gang, Killer Khan, the Masked Medics, the Line. It just goes on and on. And Devastation Incorporated, for all you fans, is still alive and is still well and is still flourishing with the great and the top and the most bizarre, I should say, wrestlers in the profession today.
Yes, sir, Mr. Akbar. I tell you, your career spans how many decades?
1963 was the year that I started actually in professional wrestling. So it's going on for a long, long time. And hopefully I've been blessed with a lot of longevity in this business, and I want to keep going, and I think that some of the greatest spans of my career was the great Mid-South Wrestling, and of course I've wrestled in every federation in the world. I've been in 15 countries, but I believe Mid-South was probably one of the greatest federations that I have ever wrestled. It was just ongoing with great talent, and it's wrestling that the people wanted to see, and they still want to see. The old diehard wrestling fans, they want to see the Mid-South and the world classes, etc. And I believe this is the mode of the great diehard wrestling fans today. Don't you agree with me, buddy?
I tell you, I see it every day, and I hear it from the people. We've got these young kids. Bill Watts was shocked to find out that kids 14 to 18 know who he is, and the reason they know who he is because, see, there's a focus on looking back now. People are looking back at that great work that y'all did on, you know, the tapes are out there, they're trading tapes. It's just amazing. Well, what it is quality stands through time. What y'all did in the territories of Texas, Oklahoma, you know, the Leroy McGirt area was tremendous, and that's what people really want to see, and that's what we're going to bring back to Mississippi and all of the Mid-South. It's going to be interesting here in the next, let's put it like this, the middle of February, you very well could be on your way to Mississippi.
Well, that sounds good. Of course, you know, Mississippi was one of our mainstays, main stopping points during my career, and I enjoyed a lot of great success around Mississippi. I know a lot of you people don't like Akbar out there, but, you know, that's the way it is. You know, Akbar's been around for a long, long time, and I've seen a lot of great stars go by the wayside, and I'm still here, and I intend to be around. as long as I can do it, and I'm still youthful now. You people don't get any misconception out there. I'll have Akbar get that squared circle right now and throw somebody through that second rope. And of course, you know what, the Dallas Morning News did a real good article on yours truly back on September the 3rd. It was a great article, and the guy did a lot of research. He was a good reporter, and it was really a good, real good piece of journalism. And they've got a lot of response out the Morning News on it too. And mainly, what I hit on that was almost just from the beginning of my career on through. And what I really hit on that situation was, the changes that have happened in professional wrestling. Let me understand. I want to clarify something right now that I'm not bitter about things that are. I just don't agree with a lot of things that they do. Because, people like Mick Foley and Steve Austin and Mark Calloway, who was a Punisher with me down here in Dallas, and most of those boys, John Hall, Bradshaw, he's one of my boys. He started with me. I'm happy for them. It's just that I don't agree with a lot of the way they handle their talent, and I don't agree with what they're doing. But getting back to what I'm doing with SSOW, well, now we're doing, it's just right on the parallel of what we're going to do in Mississippi, buddy. We're giving them something that the fans want to see again. And we don't do any foul shots or we don't do any cussing. But the intensity level is just like it was back in the old days. And, you know, remember, Ben South, there was nothing that was more intensifying than seeing anybody in Mid-South.
That's the only way that I want to do it. And as a matter of fact, I go as far as calling it, in which this is, you know, a flattery to Mr. Bill Watts, but I say it's the Bill Watts way. But actually, it's the Leroy McGirt way. It's the way that it was done since the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. And that's the reason the houses, the gates were so tremendous. On a Greenville, you remember Greenville, Sportatorium, Skaterama, the old Calumet building? That's where I first met you. And that building was full every week. Then you went to Greenwood to the Sportatorium on Highway 49. I followed you right on over there. That building was full. Then y'all went to Jackson, Mississippi, and you blew the roof off of it down there with 4,000 and 6,000 every week. Bill told me, now he's being realistic. He said, buddy, you know it ain't never coming back to those levels. But he and I talked, and Harley Race has talked, and Dory Funk's talked. We got a funny sneaking suspicion that we can bring it back to some decent level and with decent quality where your students can come here and my students can go there, vice versa for Harley, vice versa for Dory, and I want to pull Dusty Rhodes into this, and I'm going to be working on Dusty here in the next few months as we get on with this, but I fully expect to have Dusty doing the same thing, kind of what we're putting back together. Sounds like what it was, wouldn't it?
Yes, indeed. You know, what I always tell my students, and of course they go through a very rigorous training program, but the number one thing is to respect the wrestling business, and they pay their dues before they ever debut in any type of match with me or in what I'm doing here in Texas right now. They all understand this. And they all respect me, and I really preach this because in the end, I've seen so many, and let's get we used to call them outlaw groups. Let's get along with I call them just scrubs. As a matter of fact, somebody the other day asked me about a little local group over here in this Metroplex. And they said, Mr. Akbar, is that semi-pro wrestling? And I had never heard that term, buddy, semi-pro wrestling. I said, sir, if you believe that is semi-pro wrestling, then perhaps that's what it is. But it is an embarrassment to me because of what I have done and what professional wrestling means to me my entire life. And I'm sure there's a lot of it that goes on in your area. And it's a shame because you've had some greedy people to take these kids or whoever they are and tell them, said, well, you're a wrestler, give me some money. You're a professional wrestler. You don't have to learn anything. That's wrong. That's wrong. You can't do it that way. And it reflects because the people will say, well, hey, I could go up there and beat that guy. Who is he? Don't you agree with this, buddy?
I see it here in Mississippi. I hear it from Harley Race. I hear it from Dory Funk Jr. It's all across the country. Now, these are good kids out there trying to do the business, but they're getting involved in something that's not the real business. What we've got to do, and who am I to say what I've got to do? But I've been blessed with a mission to bring wrestling back, and I'm going to uphold it with all the old school respect in the world, and I ain't going to do it no other way. And people can get mad and get tired of hearing me talk about old school wrestling, but that's the only way it's ever going to come back. It ain't going to come back because you want to do extreme, hardcore, EC, whatever style. What you got to do is you got to get in that ring and you got to wrestle. You got to go uno, number one-o, one-on-one-o. You got to bring it back to a competition. And I'm not saying I want my people to shoot, fight, get in there and kill each other, but how did you get the cauliflower ears back then?
That's exactly right. Absolutely. The wrestling is tenacious. It's an intensity sport, and very, very intense. And the thing with what's happening today, there's no more wrestling. My students know what a short arm scissors is. My students know what the great airplane spin, the old Oklahoma roll that was used successful by Leroy McGurk and Danny Hodge, and the Oklahoma Stampede by Mr. Bill Watts himself. And, you know, Hodge and Watts were on the other side of the fence with yours truly, as well as the Von Erichs here in Dallas, but I respected them, and I knew they were tough individuals. You had to be tough to be in that squared circle. And just anybody can't say, well, hey, I'm a professional wrestler, and that's what's happening. These kids around, and they're saying, well, I've already got myself a gimmick. They call me. I get hundreds of calls here in Dallas each week from somebody that I've never heard of. I said, well, who's Treasure? Well, he said, Red River Jack. I said, well, who's he? And who are you? Where have you wrestled? Who do you know? And who have you been associated other than he? And they said, well, I don't know. He said I was ready to go. So this makes me sick in my stomach because it takes down, they're trying to tear down what we built, and that's never going to happen as long as you got me and, you know, of course you mentioned Dump, Dory Funk Jr. and Harley Race and Bill Watts, Danny Hodge, and we're going to uphold this thing in the manner that we need to do, buddy.
Well, speaking of Danny Hodge, he's going to be my guest here. I've got to double check to make sure his grandchildren are having wrestling competitions. They may be through, then again, they may not be next Sunday. That's one of the reasons Oklahoma, Texas were such great, spawning grounds for wrestlers because they had that amateur background. And Danny's told me the history, and we went all the way back to Mississippi, back to George Calkin and Jack Curtis and the Curtis brothers. So I've actually got interviews this coming week with those guys. I'm actually going to Vicksburg, Mississippi. George Calkin is 72 years old, and he's going to sit down with me for, what we call an interview. It's a, we're going to be talking about the past, how he turned Greenville, Greenwood into great money-making opportunities for the field of wrestling and brought all the excitement that the people wanted to see. These people are still here. I've been saying it for 6 years. I've only been in the business three, but I kept wondering, where was the wrestling? Where was the quality wrestling? I knew there was shows on some nights that 30 people went to, but that's what got me. The Junkyard Dog was coming back from the Carolinas, and he died because he fell asleep at the wheel. He stayed awake for almost 2 days and some hours just so he could get back to one of those so-called, what you said, outlaw shows. It was going to be performed in front of 30 people. That sickened me so bad that we lost such a great talent that I researched his last 4 years on this planet, and I found out that Mississippi was being run by Marks and Outlaws. And I said, if there's any way possible, I'm going to make some calls, and I'm going to find out what can I do to change it? I'm nobody.
You take Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, those three states within themselves have always been a hotbed of professional wrestling. And back in the days, I'm telling you, I had some hairy, hairy experiences. As you know, I actually wore a bulletproof vest at the Superdome in New Orleans, you know, when I had all those death threats. I've had my tires slashed, my automobile bent up and windows broken out. And, of course, we'll probably never see that in the business again. But the thing that is amazing about it is those people are the greatest wrestling fans in the world. And right now, I can stop any, if I'm driving through Louisiana or Mississippi, going to a show, most of the time, I would say 9 out of 10 stops, people still remember Akbar. It's uncanny. It's really, it's unbelievable, but that's the way it is.
Well,
and they remember all the great stars. They remember Bill, they remember Danny, they remember Ted DiBiase, they remember Kamala, they remember all of us because of what the impression of what they saw. And I get every day that I go into downtown Dallas, at least, you know, 2 or 3 people will recognize me and they'll say, you know something? We love that old Mid-South world-class wrestling. When's that ever going to come back? And I'll say, well, I don't know, but I'm trying, along with several other people, to bring it back to that stature.
I tell you, you're not alone. You're not alone. We're fixing to go to a break, and I'll get right back with you with this topic. And we feel what you're saying, Mr. Akbar, and we feel it. All right, we're going to go to a break and be right back with you.
I'll be here, buddy.
Hello, I'm Tyson Gear, host of Better Phonics. Join me and my guests right here on 1330 WNIX. Your home for award-winning agricultural coverage that includes Better Farming, Max Armstrong, Farming America, and Chuck Early with the Delta Ag Focus. It's agriculture's triple play on Good Time Oldies 1330 WNIX. Catch it in 2001.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. TechInfo was the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, TechInfo has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, TechInfo.
Hello, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
That's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you go, kiddo.
Awesome.
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear like this football signed by me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball.
Okay, go along. Oops, sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
Budweiser and Garfields are proud sponsors of Mid-South Wrestling Memories. And don't forget, of course, Buddy Huggins eats at Garfields. They're having a big Super Bowl party over there this afternoon and tonight. Go on over there and get one of those big old steaks, those delicious steaks. And, of course, drink a tall Bud and watch the New York Giants win over the Baltimore Ravens. Buddy, that's my pick this afternoon. I don't know whether you and Skandar feel the same way, but... Well, I'll tell you what, should be a great game, and of course you can be at Garfield's for that. Let's go back now to our interview with Skandar Akbar.
Well, sir, I'm not a prognosticator, did I say that correctly? I don't know who's going to win the ball game, but I think it's a great sporting event.
And speaking of the events, you know, Mid-South Wrestling comes to mind. So many things have happened that people remember. Now, I've done radio interviews and television interviews, countless number of times in the last few years. And some of them are calling shows that people call in, and they will tell me something I have done that I can't remember myself. So is that an impression? Is that deep etched in these people's minds, And no other sport has the spectators, and I should say the loyal fans, the unique fans, that professional wrestling has. It's just there. And they never forget it, and they remember. And I think that Mid-South was has a lasting impression on everybody. You know, Mississippi, also Vicksburg was a great town. I remember that auditorium downtown. And I remember almost having, as a matter of fact, I did get a police escort out of there one time. And those fans, boy, they were rambunctious too, but great fans. They all hated Akbar, and probably some of them still do, but, you know, that's the way it is. You know, life is it's good and evil, I suppose, and this is what transpired in the great days of Mid-South Wrestling. And I think what Buddy's doing there is just tremendous, and I'm trying to do the same thing here in Texas. And getting back to my last two shows here, I work with the MHMR, Mental Health and Mental Retardation, and I also work with DARE, my partner, and SOW, Superstars of Wrestling, and all the sponsors in these areas always called, and they said, your show is so great, and as I said, they've got a lot of these independents around here that really are. It's really an embarrassing professional wrestling, and I'll be the first one to tell them, and they know exactly my feelings on it. And you know, Buddy, I think if we keep plugging along that we could get this thing back just the way that it was. Not completely. I agree with Bill on that. I don't think we can do it completely, but I do think that, within a measuring, I think that we could probably do that. It's something that the people want. They want it here in Texas please let me reiterate that I don't, I'm not knocking anybody on the top. Two are great organizations. I have friends in Atlanta and New York, very good friends, and people that started with me, and but it's just that they don't make the small town. These people are hungry for professional wrestling. I know Mississippi's been on a long time drought for great professional wrestling. And let's give it to them, Buddy. What do you say?
We're going to do it. We are going to do it. We're going to put it together. We'll be working on South Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Meridian, and like you said, Vicksburg, great state. We're headed all the way to the Gulf Coast. A businessman came to me, and he's bought controlling interest in my company, R.J. Boyd. He's for real. It's just mind-boggling what potential that a little old country boy like Buddy Huggins, you know, you were mentioning all the people that, you know, the good part of wrestling is this. I've got a mission, and I've had it before I even knew about wrestling, but it was a mission to be successful. For some reason, I've been driven all my life. As a small child, I was put in special education. They told me I was retarded. They said I'd never learn. If I'd have stopped with my life and stopped every time somebody told me no, well, I'd be home drawing a check. And I've never stopped. I've kept on. I knew that I had a purpose and I had a mission. Wrestling is one part of it. I seem to be fairly good at doing what I do. But my greater mission is, now that I've been introduced to Bill Watts and Manitech has a potential to help children with learning disabilities. I've been on the products now for a month, and I'm going to continue the process. I'm continuing my learning development with the company, and I see great potential. But I'll be working with the people in the community about learning disabilities, about children with special needs, I always say this: never, ever tell someone they can't do something, they can't learn. You just don't know what lies inside of a person's potential. I finally got to a point at about 28 years old. I taught myself to read and write. I made a lot of accomplishments. Believe it or not, I've taught myself HTML, Internet Language Protocol. I can do that better than I can read and write right now. Matter of fact, your link, you know that story you was talking about?
Yes.
And your pictures? They can go to my website at www.midsouthwrestling.com. You can see that story with Akbar in the news, and you can see the picture. I do the graphics on there. I do all the HTML, and I'm proud. I'm proud that I was able to do that. I'm going to continue.
Well, justifiably so. You should be proud, buddy. That is truly a very, very tremendous accomplishment. And speaking for everybody in the wrestling business, that we're very proud that you have done this. It's the will to do it. It's the will to survive through life. And you've done such a tremendous job. And I think that everybody should look around and see what else. People have problems, and there's the old cliche, the old saying, say, well, I'm not too bad off after all. But you know, arbitrarily, people they tend to discount so many things in life. They say, well, I'll never do this. And I've had a couple of boys in my camp that I didn't believe in my own way. I said, hey, they just don't have the athletic ability, and they're two of the best boys that I have. You know, we always had slow learners, and we always had fast learners. And just because people were slow learners weren't, they achieved stardom also. So that means nothing at all as far as that goes. But the will to do and the accomplishment, I mean, that's not parallel to anything. And I've seen so many great miracles and accomplishments in the wrestling business, and it goes on and on. You know, I mentioned my wrestling camp. It's SSOW Wrestling Camp. And before I get into that, let me, you were talking about Manatech. Manatech is a tremendous product, and I'm going to get back on it myself. It's one of the, things have happened, and I just kind of shied away from it. But I think Manatech is a great product. I'll go right on the line and say that. And I know that you and Bill are doing very, very well in it. And I know Bill has pushed it for a long time with good reason, because it is a good product. And really, I don't endorse anything that I don't believe in. But getting back to my wrestling camp, I've got some great, great stars. As a matter of fact, I've got a young man sitting right here at Devastation Incorporated headquarters here in Dallas, Texas, and his family name was Anthony Coletti. Yeah, he's a great Italian kid, and he's tough as nails, but right now they call him Slam Shady. Buddy, can we talk to this young man right now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Put him on.
Okay, he's my top boy. Hold on just a minute. He's ready and chomping at the bit right now. All right, he's not exactly what Akbar is, a typical Akbar, but he's a tough individual. Hold on. Hello.
Hey, fella, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are yourself?
Doing wonderful. Give me a little history about you, and tell the people what's listening a little bit about you, so we can get up to speed on who you are, what your accomplishments are at this date.
Okay. I've been in professional wrestling business for about 5 years. I trained with Akbar, and just worked up through the school, through the camp, and a lot of sweat, a lot of time, a lot of effort. It wasn't something that happened overnight. As far as a little history on my work, I've worked all of Texas, I've worked Oklahoma, I've worked Arkansas. Like I said, I've been doing this for 5 years. It's not something that comes overnight. It's not something that, you know, you just jump in and say, this is what I'm going to be, and this is what I'm going to do, and it just happens. It's It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, and somebody who can really teach you that and show you that is Mr. Akbar. He takes you and molds you and shows you how to survive in this business, not just to work or for lack of a better wording, play in this business, but how to really get into the business and be able to survive.
Well, I tell you, you're learning from one of the best. I admire the man tremendous for the old school ethic and for the, you know, the way he came up. It was so physical, and I know he passes that along to you. I can look at one of his students, and that's Bradshaw, and that is a physical specimen. And to give the other side of the coin, Miss Texas, Jacqueline, from what I gather, he taught her just like a man, and it shows up. She's tough. She's big time tough. And I tell you, you've got a good teacher in Akbar, and he amazes me. And matter of fact, I want you to come to Mississippi to come into this thing with what we got. Go ahead, and I'll put your picture up, your bio up on the internet, and on my website, and we'll get to work on you know. Putting those dates together. I told Akbar it could be as quick as the middle of this month. And things going to come quick, and they're going to come fast. We've got a spring tour 2001, and that's going to it's going to fill our card for 4 months, and then we're going to roll right on over to the summer tour. Then we got a fall tour, and we got a winter tour.
All right.
We got it going on. We're going to plan it. We're going to do it right, and I tell you, if you're a competitor and if you live up to the billing, I've got a gentleman here that you'll have to meet, the Jagged Edge. And I'd love no better to see you in the ring with him. And same with Dory Funk's top student, Adam Windsor.
Yeah.
See what that does for you young guys.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you competition to a high, high level.
Exactly.
It makes you better.
It does make you better. Exactly what I'm looking for. That's the only way you can get better is with good competition. You know, when I first started in this business, it goes back to like what Akbar was saying earlier about some of these shows that people are putting together and these organizations that they're trying to throw together. And that's basically what's happening. They're just throwing it together, and you get there, and there's no competition. There's no camaraderie with the other athletes, and it's just basically almost a waste of time.
You know what the missing formula in a lot of that is?
What's that?
It's a booker.
Yep.
And I have the best booker in the entire country. You remember Eddie Gilbert?
I do.
Everywhere that Eddie Gilbert went, when he got a hold of the book, the business went up, the gate went up, just the interest on the TV and everywhere went up. I've got a guy that is as creative or creative-er, and we're gonna help him succeed and live his dream. That's JC of Jackson, Mississippi, and you'll meet him. You'll see why I'm so high on him. He's tremendous, and you know this business, you've got to have a decent dressing room. You've got to have cohesion from the back door to the front door. And Dory said what's most important, and that's what we're going to live by. This is our code. The action between the bells. From the first bell to the ending bell, we're going to give the people 120%. We're going to do it every time. And we're going to do it right. We're going to do it like your life depends on it. And you're there to impress and to make a point that you want to be in the real business. Can you do that?
Oh, I can do that. That's what I'm all about. That's, you know, I go even one step higher. I try to give the fans 150% every time I'm out there. You know, I don't slack off one bit. I'm right where you are with that, from the opening bell to the closing bell. You know, it's for the fans and it's for the people. You know, if they're not there, then we don't have a place to go, and the thing that I'm always there for is the fans, and for the
Well, you're there for the love of the business, too. I can tell. You want to go to the mountain. You want to see it. You want to make it to the big show. And if we put together what we're going to do here in Mississippi with all the help of the people that we've been mentioning, we're going to make a place for you young guys to come that's going to be safe, number one.
Okay.
I believe in safety. And number two, you'll be working with the best that we have to offer, the best that all these people working with me have to offer. We'll get these towns under control. We'll know exactly, hopefully it'll get to a point we know 6 months ahead of what the dates, schedules, and everything's going to be.
Oh.
And you're going to watch a miracle happen. You're going to see the crowds come up. I'm working on TV. And, like I was telling Akbar, I had to teach myself how to read and write, had to teach myself how to do HTML. Well, guess what I'm teaching myself?
What's that?
Teaching myself how to do TV.
Oh, and my God.
Guess who's going to help me? Dory Funk Jr. is going to help me.
Well,
I'm going to Florida here in the next couple of weeks. I've got a lot of places I'm going and doing, but, the way transportation is, you can get across the country, across the sea pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, I'm gonna make a quality TV show. We're gonna be showing the past.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like this radio talk show, Mid-South Wrestling Memories. It's gonna be the sister to it. It's gonna be Mid-South Wrestling Memories TV show.
Oh, that's...
We're gonna kick off every hour with old matches. Then we'll introduce highlights of you,
yeah,
highlights of Adam Windsor,
oh, that's...
and highlights of Harley Race's favorite students. And we'll end it with my favorite of the week, old time match. Probably gonna be a Ric Flair and a Harley on a Harley race match, or it's gonna be something from the 60s and 70s. You can be assured of that, because that's what we got to go back to.
That's exactly, and that's the stuff that got me started in this business. I mean, I can remember wrestling from, gosh, when I was 5 years old. That's how long I've been.
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
29?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name?
Anthony Coletti.
Anthony?
Yes.
Coletti.
Yes.
We want to make sure all the internet people know that name. Anthony Coletti. You go ahead and go to my website, send me an email, give me some pictures.
Okay.
I'm going to put it up in big letters that you're coming. And I tell you, I'm proud to, be associated with fine young gentlemen like yourself that want to do it the right way for the right reasons. We got to re-educate some of these people. Like you said 5 years old.
Yep.
I go back that young myself, all the way back to 19. I'm 39. I go all the way back to 1968. I met Akbar in 1968.
Oh my God.
He would not even talk to me. I tried to get an autograph and he shunned me.
Yeah.
I tell you, like he's saying, he's not liked by a lot of people.
Exactly.
Because Bill Watts told me he was a thorn in his side for years.
Yeah.
People are warning me, if you bring Akbar in, he's going to take over.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, let him go ahead and try. We got to get the intensity level up here. I'm willing to gamble, and I think we can all, get along.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Well, if we can't get along, guess what we're going to do?
We're
going to get it on.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
We're going to get it on. And the people are going to love it.
That's right.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's nice talking to you, too.
You be sure and send me that email so I can get you up, dude.
I sure will.
All right. I'll be hollering at you later.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Akbar? All right. That's the end of part one. Stay tuned. And you'll see part two posted soon.